Just a few words on time management. Forget all about it. Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Workweek. See, one thing that I think gets mistaken with Tim's work a lot of the time is that it's about time management. Tim is all about impact. He's all about what can you do with your time that really matters. And I don't consume his work, I don't follow his work. But what I do know is that some of his principles are very, very powerful. And this is the case on the skill of time management. Is there a more important skill in life than time management? What is life but time management? But how you allocate your time? And as we've been talking about on skills, what really matters on skills is impact. How do you use your time to have your most impact? How do you allocate your time where you have the most impact? And as we just covered in the previous track, once you've allocated your time, how do you get so good at what you do, so skillful that you can get more impact per unit of time? And I, of course, didn't go through that track with you. That was a past me in a past program. Yet, what you saw in communications, selling, and mindset, particularly in the context of winning every meeting, is you're using your time in this way. So how do you walk in and have maximum impact? How do you become so skilled that you get the most out of how you're using your time? And here we're going to talk about the primary. How specifically do you allocate your time to where you have the most impact? And one thing that I respect about the approach that Tim Ferriss has is that he has his own approach. He knows what he believes and he's not shy about sharing it. And this quote from him really gets to the core of it. Forget all about it. It's not a thing. There are people out there who are experts on time management. They have all these processes and workflows and lists and folders and subfolders and yellow post-its and blue ones too. There are all these apps out there that you can waste more time on filling in all this time. There's all these hacks and productivity tips that you can waste more time on. But what really matters on time management is that you see it so simply. As we keep going through this track, you'll see my number one rule of time management is delete. Delete the things that are a waste of time. Delete those things from your life that aren't germane to what truly matters to you. And in the context of the system for winning, it means delete everything that's not driving more winning. I'll give you a very basic one. I used to clear out my inbox. I used to think that was a valid task. But over the years that I've gotten more skilled at this, and frankly, busier than I was when I had a job, and when my time matters even more to allocate it to its highest value use, I saw that that idea of having a clean inbox is a waste of time. It allocates your time to something that's completely useless. All that matters with email is how good can you get at being able to respond to what matters and ignore what doesn't matter. Delete, in the context of email, is even a waste of time. It's easy to contend that, well, taking time to delete an email takes basically no time, right and wrong. Allocate that to all of the emails in your inbox and you're talking about real time, but there's something much more important behind it. If you think that's a valid task, your brain now orients towards that goal of a clean inbox. But what is the intent of email? To deal with the right communications in the right way. That's all it is. The goal of having a clean inbox is a waste of time. Instead, why not have the goal that says to respond to all the right stuff in the right way, to communicate with people in the right way, and spend as little time as possible in your email? Because you want to shift your time to your highest value use. Even if it was as little as 10 minutes a day to clean your inbox, that's 10 minutes that could be put to something that leads you to more winning. And 10 minutes would be a short amount of time for many of us. Instead, how do you take your time and shift it to its highest value use? Because when you're applying these sort of meta principles to how you use your time, now you're focusing on what truly matters. And this is where Tim's quote really resonates. Forget all about time management. See, where many people get it wrong is they turn it into a thing that you need to do. You're told you must complete boring, laborious tasks like scheduling and labeling. You must discipline yourself to squeeze more into your day. It's seen by many people as efficiency and effectiveness, like productivity tips. Like the people who might spend 5 minutes of their day squeezing out that little piece of toothpaste, instead of seeing that their time is far more valuable than getting out an extra penny's worth of toothpaste. Time management is life management. And this is a skill that many of us are unconsciously incompetent at. We are always managing our time. It's not a thing. Even calling it time management is a misnomer. It's time. How are you using the time of your life? And building your skill of time management means becoming very, very deliberate in the way you use your time. When you think of it this way, you no longer see time management as what you have to do, or you have to squeeze this or that in. You see it as what you're choosing to do. It's about taking control of your time so you can fit in those things that truly matter to you and delete the rest. Because time management isn't a thing. Time is a thing. Time with your family. Time with your friends. Time having sex. Time playing. Time living. Time driving your system for winning. If you're spending your time managing your time, are you living your time? Are the hours and minutes and seconds of the days of your life about managing the days of your life? Or being in the days of your life, making them your ultimate days? If you're an employee and you have a job, becoming excellent at your time is how you squeeze more winning into your day. It's about getting maximum benefit from every hour of your time that you've quote-unquote sold to your employer. You do this by allocating more of your time to what truly matters. If we come back to getting it, the core of getting it is knowing what matters and being able to do it. And then when you're in that time, having more impact, more yield per unit of time. If you're a leader, and especially if you work for yourself and you're a builder, you learn very, very quickly, time is what matters most. Because nobody is paying you for your time. They're paying you only for one thing. What is it? Value. Value, 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 value. If you're not shifting your time to your highest value use, you're wasting it. And if you're not shifting your time to where it's valued, you ain't getting paid. You ain't building anything. And that's why for people who run their own thing, time management might be the most important skill. But no matter who you are and what you do, or why you want to become highly skilled at your time, it's not just about having more impact per unit of time so you win more. It's about how are you using every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every year in living the time of your life.